Care about this. Shh. This week's parsha is Parsha's Nitzavim. This year, Nitzavim Vayelech are separated because we have a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So therefore, if it would be Nitzavim Vayelech together, then we would have, and then Hazina would be on Shabbos Shuvah. We would have nothing to lay on that Shabbos because the next parsha would be Zos HaBracha, which we're supposed to lay on Shemini, on second day of Shemini Atzeres. So it works out that we have this separate parshas in Nitzavim Vayelech this year. The Torah tells us, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Rasheichem Shifteichem Sikneichem V'Shotreichem Kol Yish Yisrael. So everyone together is Nitzavim Hayom. And if you look in the Archaim HaKadosh, the Pasuk speaks about the Bris, the line that begins, V'nira, Ki Kavanas Moshe B'Bris Zehu Lachnisam Ba'arvo Zel Zeh. We know that Kisavo, as Rav Shechter points out, the Gemara, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that while Israel went into Eretz Israel and they accepted the brachas and klolos and hargrizim and ha'eval, they also accepted arvos. That means that we're not just singular people. We care about the klal. We accept responsibility. Kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh. And that's why the Gemara says, when it says later in the parasha, nistoros l'Hashem elkeinu, v'aniglos lanu l'vaneinu ad olam, there's those dots on top of it to show that it wasn't always our obligation to take responsibility for others. It only happened later, so that later is highlighted by the dots that it wasn't chal right away. It was happening later on, and that's the arvos of all the various people in Klal Yisrael being responsible one for the other. And that's the bris, the Archaim HaKadosh says, that idea. And we know the pasuk in Iyov on page 6 says, Vayi Hayom, Vayavo B'nei HaLokim L'Syasev Al Hashem. And there's a famous line in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Bo on page 8, where it says, "Vayi Hayom Da Rosh Hashanah." Vayi Hayom, Hayom, the day. So there, that in part pasuk in Iyov, the Zohar darshens it on Rosh Hashanah, and many svarim make it a broader idea that whenever it says Hayom, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. And that's the remez that we're Nitzavim Hayom, we're standing Hayom on Rosh Hashanah before the Ribbono Shel Olam for the judgment. So the Rashi on page 4 says, Dover Acher Atem Nitzavim Tefisha Yisrael Yotzim Miparnes Leparnes Mimoshel Yeshua. Klal Yisrael were going from one leader to another leader. Matseva. And the Leket Bar explains, Matseva hitziv osom lefanov. In other words, they're going now from one leader to another. So he gathered them up together, standing before him. So we have to understand what's that idea. Well, what's the gathering? Shem Shmuel talks about it. The Medrash on page 9 says, "B'malachim nemar srafim omdim mimalo," that the malachim were standing Uvisrael nemar atem nitzavim hayom. And by Klal Yisrael says atem nitzavim hayom. And we have other times that it says nitzavim. Look on page 10. Hashem Yishmur points this out. Hayom Hashem inei mokom iti v'nitzavta al atzur. Stand on the rock. Or page 11, Hashem Yishmur quotes, Elokim nitzav badaskel. So what is this nitzav? What is this idea? So the Medrash Rabbah on page 12 says, second arrow, Amar Rav Chagi Meshem Rav Yitzchok Omerin Ksiv Kan Ela Nitzav Etimos. What does etimos mean? So etimos, we'll see in the Shem Shmuel, he writes here in the Medrash Mavur, Omed Muchan Meirosh L'Shmoa. It's like a soldier standing at attention. That's etimos. In other words, nitzav means I'm standing ready to do whatever you're going to tell me. I'm standing like the soldiers standing up in front of the sergeant. Standing, whatever you're going to tell me, that's what I'm going to do. That's, the Medrash explains, is Loshen Nitzav. Where it's just time to stand. But stand at attention, waiting to receive instruction, is Nitzav. Etimos. So the Shem Yishmuel on page 13, he says the following. He starts off by saying, "V'nira" on page the right column. "V'nira dina kibush Eretz Yisrael, einelo el pas kol Yisrael." He starts off talking about kibush Eretz Yisrael, which eventually that's going to happen. Soon, when Yeshua takes over, they go into Eretz Yisrael. So we know the Gemara in Gittin, it's a whole sugya, but Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. Right? In other words, Eretz Yisrael has to be conquered by the Tzibur. Has to be conquered by the Tzibur. And he writes on page 13 on the left side, V'yesh Lomar, first Ode, B'tamo Shal Dover, Shal Kol Milchemes Yisrael V'nitzchonam Hurak Mitzad Klal Yisrael. That whenever we fight a battle and we win, the victory only comes not from the Yechidim, but from Klal Yisrael. What's the pshat? Because he says, Shal Kvar Kasavnu B'mokom Acher, Shenitzochon Yisrael humitzad selam elokim shaleim. Then why we win a battle? Because we have selam elokim. For selam elokim edo shorah rak al mi shenishlma tsuras kol remach evarav. In other words, the full selam elokim is only when the shleimus. The shleimus of the Ramach Evarim, physical Evashtagidim, is also the spiritual Ramach Evarim HaNefesh. But he says, and when you do every mitzvah, the Ramach Mitzvahs Ese Shasalosa say, you get that spiritual nurture in your neshama. But he says it's not possible for any person in the world to do all the mitzvahs, because some mitzvahs are only for Kohanim, and some old mitzvahs are only for the melech, so you can't be everything. So how are you going to ever have the shleimus? So he says, "Achbim kol Yisrael ki ishechad chaverim mitstafes kol hamitzus she'osu haklal kulo v'afil lefnei alfei shana. In other words, you have to be part of Klal Yisrael. You're part of the Klal. If you're part of the Klal, then you're part of the whole community, the present community, and the past community from the whole history of Klal Yisrael. And then you have Shleimus. Because then you have the full Ramach Evarim, the spiritual Ramach Evarim, Shesagidim, which can only be when they're Shleimus. And that's why you need a Kibush Rabim. You have to be part of the Rabim. So that's why Yesh Lomar says the Shem Yishmuel, Shezos Haysa Kavanas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom V'mashe Nichnasam Kulam Lebris. He put them all together, all the types, Rasheichem, Shifteichem, V'kashrim Kulam Yachad Lebris. Then, and that's what the Torah says, Peyesh Lachem Shorosh Pora Rosh V'zbarach Melmol Lemo Shalom Yalik Ki Bishrus Libei Lech. Whereas a person might think that I can go b'shrius libi. I can go with my own volition. I can be a loner. That's can be b'shrius libi eilech. So then Hashem says no. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. And that's how he explains the pasuk. Nitzavim hayom kulchem. The idea is from page 14. Kemo kein yesh lomar b'Yisrael, the bottom arrow, the left, the right, paragraph 14. She'omdim muchanim u'muzumanim u'vatlim as daitam ritzonim l'Hashem, ritzon Hashem Yisbarach. So how does it work? So he says, also also matseva. The idea being that every atemdi tzavim hayom atimos to do the ratzon Hashem, but also to surrender yourself to the community. And then once you surrender to the community, then the Klal Yisrael could go into Eretz Yisrael, they could have Kibush Rabim, etc. And that's right before Rosh Hashanah, we read Parshas Nitzavim. Because Rosh Hashanah, he says, Hisatus HaKlal. And if you look, Rav Shmelka Talmanfeld, who we saw before today, we never see him again, points out a very interesting thing. You know, in the Nehemiah, page 18-19, it says, Vayomu lachem luchu yichlu mashmanim shtu matakim, shilchu monos lai nochalo. You should send sholach monos. So Rav Shmelka Talmanfeld asked, so you got the wrong holiday, that's Purim, where is Rosh Hashanah? So he says, no. Because part of Malchus Hashem is the pasuk in Zos HaBracha, page 16 and 17, V'i Bishur and Melech Misasev Reshei Om Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. In other words, whenever there's a kingdom, the kingdom is Havdil, when the Melech Basav Adam, there's only the kingdom is strong if people are united supporting the king. V'i Bishur and Melech Misasev Reshei Om Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. And that's a key in Malchus. And that's why Rav Shmelka Talmanfeld says that on Rosh Hashanah was the time of Shilchu Manos La'in Nochan Lo. I said at Rav Goldberg's Tish, at the Kiddush, the Shabbos, the Minig of Rav Goldberg, that was the big Kiddush before Rosh Hashanah and before Purim. I said, what's the Mocker? He said, because before Purim, we have to debunk the myth of Haman, Isha, Amech, and Musum, the Torah. So we all have to get together. And before Rosh Hashanah, we have to be Mekayim Malchus. So we should remember we saw Sefer Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Makor of the Kiddush and Rav Goldberg before Purim and before Rosh Hashanah. So atem nitzavim hayom kuchem, that you're ready to submit yourself to the cloud. And now he says a beautiful idea. I never saw this idea before. It's a beautiful idea, page 15. We know there's two types of tikkias. Tikkias the miyusha and tikkias the muma. I gave a whole shiur last night. It will be online as a shiur. Thank you, Moshe. On tikkias the miyusha, tikkias the muma. Oh, different the sheikas. But the poshut chat is tikkias the miyusha are the ones that we knew before Musa, and tikkias the muma are the ones we knew in Musa. But it's interesting. Chas v'shalom, someone can't come to shul, right? So you get someone to blow. Right? So you blow for him the tekiyas the miyusha. The tekiyas the muma, the tekiyas the shor esrei, you only do with the tzitzit. You don't blow in the shor esrei. That's only in the tzitzit. He says, look at this beautiful pattern, page 15. He says, Shtomer Olam, Shazel inyam tekiyas the miyusha, tekiyas the muma. Tekiyas the miyushav hein af l'chol yachid v'yachid. Tekiyas the miyushav even kol yachid v'yachid. Tekiyas the mumad, I'll say the brachas hein rak b'tzibur. That's only b'tzibur. Yachid eno tokei, I'll say the brachas. So he says, Shabarishon ha tekiyas the miyushav ma'or ma'lavosh of holy shal prati, yichavet es libo kanal l'mai yisachid v'kval yisrael. Because the key is the miyushav of ma'orer you to attend some hayom kulchem. Become part of the cloud. And then the key is the mu'mad is when we are now at the cloud. Because the key is the miyushav get us ready to surrender ourselves to the cloud. And then the concept of the cloud is the tekiyas. And that is the Irbuv Hasata. And Rashi says, Rashi Irbuv Hasata, Hashem sees how he loved the mitzvahs, with doing it again and again. He says a different idea. Because Tekiyas the Muma is when we came together as a cloud. We came together as a cloud. She's not this Israel, he remained, and it's something can't deal with that. Kapsu Shimu. That's the Gula. That's going to bring the Gula. So, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem means you're getting together Rosh Hashanah. Atemus. You're ready to surrender to whatever Hashem says and whatever the Klal needs. And that's how the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. That's the beginning of Arbus. And that's, as the Zichron Shmuel says, that is the what? The key of Malchus, because for Yibishur Melech, Sasek Rashayon, Dachar Shikhei Yisrael. And now if we look in Bolak on page 23, it says, "Lo Yibit Oven Beyato, the Lord Oren Mol Yisrael, Hashem El Kavimo, Usruas Melech Bo." So what does Shrua mean? It says Rashi, Shruas Melech Bo, Loshen Chiva Vereis. That Shrua is Lashon Re'ah, the friend. And the pasuk in on page 26 of Balos, I didn't bracket it, but the pasuk test. Chisavo muchoma ba'artzachem ha'latzara tzorazchem b'hariz osem b'chatzotzos. That when there's a milchama, what do you blow the chatzotzos? So what's this for Hariosim chatzotzos? So the Ginze Yosef, one of the Hasidic Sfarim, says a beautiful idea. Page 28, fourth line. Page 28, left side, fourth line. Is that Hariosim? Loshon Reyes v'achol, by Shrua. Omer b'chatzotzos. So what's the idea of chatzotzos? So he quotes from the Nagin Mezrich, Morena Rambert. Page chatzotzos he called echa ve'eino ki'imu chatzi surah. But the point is, you always have to view yourself
as you're not complete by yourself. Hatzotzos chatzi tzur. Ve'imo shleim is built to have kibur kaveira. You also have senestinim in a shanter, very big. And then you'll be free from your enemy.
And that's the tshuva. And that's the key of Malchus. Ariosem b'chatzotzos. Ariosem loshen reya. B'chatzotzos chatzitzura. And that's the tchias to Miyushev. And the tchias to Miyuma. Tchias to Miyushev getting us ready. Getting us ready at attention as a yachid to submit ourselves to the orbital vovos of every person that he should become part of the tzibur. So I'd like to, just a couple of minutes we have left for Rosh Hashanah now. So it's always a big schus to be here in the yeshiva, specifically in this Beis Medrash, because, you know, YU is a very big tzibur, but this is like a tzibur within the tzibur. You know, it's a very warm environment. People feel connected. You know, sometimes you're in a bigger environment, sometimes it's not as easy to feel connected. But you come here, it's a warm environment, you're learning, you have friendship, you have a Shabbos, you let me know, together on Shabbos, the time we're together. And that's what Atem Nitzavim Hayom, and that's what the Ikar of Rosh Hashanah is, to get to the Madrega of the Tekiyas de Meumah. Because the Tekiyas de Meumah, you can't do them alone. Only the Tekiyas de Meyushev you can do alone. And that's the Yisod. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. And all the different types of people, Rasheichem, Shifteichem, you all come together. And have the Arvus, and you can have the Shofar, and everyone coming together, Vahari Yosem, Lashon Reyes, Trua, Lashon Reyes. And that's the goal of the Shir. Is Baruch Hashem, we get to learn a lot, because we have a lot of sugyas that we're going to go through, a lot of packets we're going to go through. But it's also to make Chaverim. To make relationships between Rebbe and Talmud, between Talmud and Talmud, and that's because, you know, today you can listen to Shiurim, and I told you on the internet and this and that, but the part is the Chevroshaft, it's the Chatzotzros, it's that everyone feels that without his Chavrusa, without his friend, he's a Chatzitzura, he's not full, Utrua, Lashon Reya, as Rashi says in Parshas Bola. The Rosh Rav says, Rav Salvation used to speak about that. And that's the goal. The goal is to listen to the Tekiyas to Miyushev, but then to elevate ourselves ultimately to the Tekiyas to Meumah. To be part of the Tzibur, part of the community, part of Klal Yisrael. And learning here together in the Beis Medrash many years, it's a special mokum that we can feel that connection with each other. And as though some of us are already, you know, going to be away after today, but whatever it is, those that I try to give packets to those that aren't going to be here for the shiurim that we're going to have in the future, but we'll have shiur tzav gedalia bezer Hashem. The year should be a year of simcha, of good health, that we should share with each other simcha, good health, to learn more, to learn, to grow, to share in each other's occasions, good, hopefully good occasions, and to care one for the other. To care when somebody's not there, who sits at, not Mechavrusa, but the guy sits to my left, and he hasn't been here a couple of days, so you call him up, the guy to my right, the guy to my left. You know, it's not a cold environment. And you have to reach the madrega that you really care. You really care about people. And that's the ultimate goal in life. is the tzafsa, is the tzevis, is caring about other people. Of course, a person has to care about himself, to care about other people, and to really care. And that's to go from the madrega of the kiyas de miyushav to the kiyas de muba. And with that schus, we should all have a ksiva v'chasima tova, a shnas brocho, a tzlocha, a ruchnias uv'gashmias, lanu u'l'chol beis yisrael. Thank you.